Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It's a lovely day, by the way. It really is. 75 degrees. Humidity is, I'm going to say, under control. It's not the best we've seen it, but it is what it is. Coming up at 4:05, of course, we love the Gov, and former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder is going to be with us. Speaking of Virginia governors, our very own Glenn Youngkin, who, as you know, is doing a tremendous job as governor of Virginia, is sort of kind of the subject of a great piece in Daily Caller from Reagan Reese, their White House correspondent. Team Trump turns to the Youngkin playbook to try and flip Virginia red. It's a great article. I'm going to share it on all of the social media, and I am thrilled to say that Reagan is joining us. Reagan, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday, if there is such a thing. Tell me tell me a little bit about your reporting on this. You're obviously paying very close attention as Virginia is in play, right?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how I started paying attention to Virginia. About a month and a half ago, Trump held a press conference, and he made a comment that, you know, I have Trump's press conference going in my ears while I'm doing a couple other things. And he made a comment that made me kind of stop and take note. He said, Governor Youngkin's kind of running my campaign operation in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder what that means. And so what I ended up finding as I was talking to people is that the Trump campaign and the state GOP are kind of working together, are planning on deploying Governor Youngkin in the, you know, next couple of weeks to kind of hold rallies focusing on these get out the vote efforts, early voting in support of President Trump, similar to what he did in 2021. Mm-hmm. If you remember in 2021, I'm sure you do, Governor Youngkin was holding rallies across from early polling locations and encouraging people to vote early and get out the vote. And that was a huge part of his campaign that a lot have credited to winning Virginia, and kind of, you know, even a campaign that made the White House very nervous and stunning the nation.
Yeah.
And so what the party and the Trump campaign are looking to do is capitalize on what Youngkin did in 2021 and use his popularity across the state to, you know, try to drive out those early voters and, you know, potentially flip the state.
I'm curious to know about the attention from outside of Virginia. We who are here in the Commonwealth, Reagan, we, for the most part, we love Glenn Youngkin. I think the world of the governor. I think he's a solid guy. He's honest and fearless in many cases. He's tackled a lot of issues. One of the ways that he was able to really, really make sure that he won was to have poll watchers deployed throughout the Commonwealth. There wasn't a polling place in Virginia that didn't have somebody there to make sure that everything went according to the books. Are you hearing that President Trump is doing the same thing?
Yeah, that is a massive part of the national GOP 2024 effort. You know, we hear a lot from Laura Trump and you know, GOP Chairman Michael Whatley on their plans to have 100,000 poll watchers across the country in those polling locations. You know, what I learned in my reporting is that the GOP has established 15 regional campaign offices across the state to help those get out the vote efforts and those poll watching efforts. The goal is to have 5,000 Trump Force 47 volunteers. Trump Force 47 is the Trump campaign's ground game. And so that's a wide variety of these get out the vote efforts, these poll watchers, these door knockers. You know, it also goes as far as holding rallies and events for other Trump supporters in the area. So they hope to have 5,000 people, volunteers at Election Day to help. And they're about 75% of their goal there. And there are also, which I think is very important to note, There are going to be 500 election attorneys at polling locations across Virginia who are going to, kind of be watching how things play out.
Yep.
And so that instead of like in 2020, where the Trump campaign was behind on a lot of litigation, they can be, you know, right on time with calling out anything that they see, you know, that they don't like.
Yep.
At these polling locations.
Well, now, I am a partisan. I'm not a reporter. I'm a partisan, so I'm very, very happy to hear that. I want to remind everybody, Reagan Reese is joining us. Reagan is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, does a great job, and the latest piece about Governor Youngkin and President Trump sort of kind of teaming up here. You know, there were a lot of us, and I'm putting myself on the list, Reagan, who said that President Trump really should have seriously considered Governor Glenn Youngkin as his running mate. And I mean, I'm happy with how things are going, but I just think Governor Youngkin has a certain appeal that that others do not. Are you hearing the same sort of buzz as you are covering Governor Youngkin and President Trump?
That's interesting. I did a piece not long ago, several months ago, about who could potentially be in Trump's cabinet. And one of the positions that I focused on was Trump's education secretary. I think I, you know, used to be an education reporter myself before I switched over to the White House.
Right.
And education, I think, is very important and something that one of those cabinet positions that it's not talked about as much when you're, you know, have a new administration coming in.
Yeah.
And so I poked around in Youngkin world about whether the governor would want to be the education secretary, because, as you know, he's been one of those, you know, top leaders on education in the state of Virginia, across the country. A lot of people have looked to the work that he has done in Virginia. And the response I got was that the governor has a clock behind his desk in Virginia that counts down how many days he has left in office, and that he is very focused on serving out the rest of his term and, you know, serving the people of Virginia. So, you know, whether that was to throw me off the trail, I'm not sure, but that was always the response that I received from multiple people.
Yeah.
But to the point of, you know, right now, I think that Republicans are very happy with Senator J.D. Vance. We
yep.
know that he has gotten off. He had a bit of a rough start with that weird line of attack
yeah.
and the childless cat lady hate. But since I've spoken to the Trump campaign and various Republicans who have felt like President Trump made the right choice and that it's starting to work out and he's starting to be an asset on the campaign trail.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I like him. I mean, I read Hillbilly Elegy. I didn't see the Netflix production of it, so I actually read what he wrote, and I think he's been pretty close to the mark on a lot of things. And you're right. The governor here in the Commonwealth has got that how many days left to serve sort of thing. It's like the reverse McDonald's ticker. But like every other elected official, as you know, Reagan, if asked, I would have to answer the call. I would have to help my country. I think he'd be great in education. I happen to be a Governor Youngkin fan. That comes through, I know. But what he's done with education is marvelous. And frankly, it was the cornerstone of his campaign when he said, hey, wait a minute, Terry McAuliffe just told parents like me and my wife, hey, you take a hike and leave it to the pros. And Governor Youngkin said, no, moms and dads have a vital role in educating their children. Believe me, that
struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Resonated.
Yeah. And that message, that same education message that Youngkin brought in 2021 is something that the state party of Virginia told me that they're also looking to capitalize on in 2024. I think you see kind of similar messages coming from the Biden-Harris administration. They very much have said that children, all of the nation's children are all of our kids. It's, you know, that same message of trying to keep parents out of education where, you know, President Trump has made parental rights a cornerstone, I believe, of his campaign, you know, in his partnership with Moms for Liberty and a lot of parental rights groups. And so that's another area that the Trump campaign thinks that they can capitalize on, is really drawing contrast, especially in Virginia, to the Trump campaign and what Harris and Walz want on their ticket in education.
Listen, it's great reporting. I love reading your stuff. Remind everybody, Reagan Reese, White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, what the best way is for them to follow you on X and where they can read your stuff on a regular basis.
Yeah, if you just look up my name, pretty simple, Reagan Reese on Google, my byline pops up on the Daily Caller website. And on Twitter, it is Reagan Reese underscore. So pretty much the same thing, just add an underscore at the end.
I love it. Thank you for being here, my friend. That is Reagan Reese. She is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Great piece about a Trump-Youngkin cooperative effort here in our Commonwealth, and that might be just enough to get President Trump over the line. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRV.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.